You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You know you can shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. Open 11 a.m., 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Those are the off-season hours. Or shop online all the time on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. It's a Football Friday. He is Nathan, Nate Dogg Zagura. I am Vic Carucci. They call me Notorious.
And that's right.
I'm trying to think of the nickname of this guy, but we only know him as the
voice of the Browns,
which probably doesn't need anything more than that. The one and only Jim Donovan joining us. Jim, have they interviewed you yet for the head coaching job?
Well, there is a succession of power, just like there is in the democracy of the United States. So, you know, after the president, the vice president, speaker of the house, so after the head coach is gone and all the coordinators are gone, I believe it does fall to me soon. So I am ready. I don't know if my wife would allow me to say that I'm willing to put in those kind of hours, but at the call of my team, I would be ready.
I could see you riding into First Energy also on one of the horses that you guys have in the stable. I think that would be a look. That would be so friggin' cool. You got to do that anyway, even if you don't get the gig.
Jim, you're right, yeah, absolutely.
Jim, what do you make of this? It's a lot of people, right. But there is, I think there's a rhyme and a reason behind this, that it makes sense to use this time to talk to anybody and everybody you can, because how can it be bad? How can it work against you? You got coaching staff to put together, and right. You can look ahead to, you know, future years of how a guy that you talked with in 2014, who knows, hopefully you won't need to talk with him again in 11 months, but you're going to there's a good chance you'll talk to him down the road.
Yeah, I think you're right, Vic. I think you might as well, if you're in a holding pattern for people that you truly, you know, have at the highest point on your list for the head coaching position, I think that if you're in that holding period, then I think you might as well use your time to meet other people. I mean, Bob Kraft, when, you know, he was going through what was going to make the New England Patriots right, and he thought that he had everything settled when he brought Bill Parcells in to run the team, it was his meetings with Bill Belichick that always remained in his mind that he said, hey, listen, if this thing ever ended, I would really want that guy. Now, they left and went to the Jets, but, of course, then he got the shot to bring Belichick in and coach the Patriots, and the rest is ongoing history, I guess. I think it's using your time right now, very well and efficiently and meeting a lot of people and for all of the reasons that you just said. So, I mean, you know, that's what I think is going on.
Jim, when you talk about the candidates that are coming up, it now seems clear that nothing will happen until the team gets to interview Adam Gase, Dan Quinn high on the list. Mike Pettine, who came in for an interview supposedly yesterday, is a guy who I find pretty interesting. And the more I learn about him, we had Bart Scott, who played for him in both Baltimore and with the Jets, on the show yesterday to talk about him. Seems like a fairly impressive guy who has a good track record of success.
Well, he did a great job up in Buffalo, I mean, with pass rush. I mean, he really did. I mean, they had like 57 sacks last year. He put some teeth into their defense. Now, they didn't play the run that well, but they really did get to the quarterback, and they really punished quarterbacks. And, so he did a great job there. You know, Nathan, when I was exposed to him, it was during Hard Knocks when the Jets were, you know, the subject of Hard Knocks that one summer. And he was involved in the show a great deal, and I got a chance to watch him, and he went through the whole Darrelle Revis thing because they were trying to get him signed. So I saw him as a real, you know, Rex Ryan pupil and disciple, and of course I thought he did a good job in Buffalo, and I thought the Browns had their hands full with the Bills defense that night that they came in and played on that Thursday night. There were other things that figured into that game. I mean, the quarterback for the Bills going down injured, E.J. Manuel.
It was tool time.
Benjamin hit a, that's right, then it became tool time. And, Benjamin hit that big punt return and T.J. Ward, you know, picked off tool to ice the game away. So, he is an interesting candidate. Yeah. But, you know, that's what using this time right now exposes you to meet a guy like that, where you probably wouldn't have thought to do that in the past.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. We are driven by Liberty Ford. Jim, just the whole philosophical approach to this coach search, that we're talking now about a defensive guy like Mike Pettine, that Dan Quinn is someone that more than a few people seem to think is a rising candidate if he wasn't already somebody that was high on the radar. He was the first person reportedly that the Browns interviewed for the job. So that maybe that says something. The point is, though, they're defensive guys. Todd Bowles, before he took himself out of contention for this, interviewed another defensive coordinator. That right along, we've been saying, hey, this is about fixing the offense, getting the guru who can make the future quarterback of this team, likely one that's drafted very high in May by the Browns, you know, make him a big hit, make this offense dynamic. All those thoughts were offensive driven, Adam Gase, everything else. But in truth, the defensive mindset isn't the worst thing if you think about it from the standpoint of setting a physical tone for your team, where most of your assets currently lie on the defensive side of the ball. And the last I checked, defensive coaches can have good offenses. Look at the final four of playoffs, right, where three former defensive coordinators are leading teams that have a chance to go to the Super Bowl right now.
Yeah, exactly, Vic. I mean, you know, John Fox, Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, they're all in it. You know, they're right there. And, you know, Harbaugh being the only one that really has the offensive background there. I don't think the biggest thing is you're just looking for the right leader.
Right.
And whether he's on the offensive side or the defensive side, you know, it's that leader. And I think that that's what they need right now. The other thing I think is, you know, it's been an interesting week. And I listened to your show that day when the Jimmy Haslam letter came out. And the reaction to that was some people thought it was panicky. Other people thought it was appropriate. You know, I thought it was appropriate. I really did. And it's not because I broadcast the team's games, but I thought that there was a lengthy blackout period since we all gathered in that media room on that Monday after the Pittsburgh game to announce what was going on, one coach leaving and going into the process of trying to find a new one. But I think that if you go back to last year's process, I think that there's a belief maybe, and maybe these guys learned, you know, the guys that are going to make this selection now, they learned from last year, hopefully, that, you know, when they didn't get Chip Kelly, presumably, because that was the guy they were hot after, that they rushed into a move that they certainly seemed to regret as this past season went along. So I think that whether it's offense or defense, it's just the right guy right now. It's a guy that's going to lead them, and he's also going to lead his staff, you know, to teach them and coach them. So I think that's where we are. And if that takes a little bit more time, the fact of the matter is they're the only team left standing right now.
Yep.
So they have the pick of the remaining field.
Right, and they will be the only team that has an opportunity to bring an assistant from one of the four final four best teams in the National Football League as well. So hopefully that will end up being worth something when it's all said and done. Jim, we've been going through kind of positional reviews, positional grades. Yesterday we did the offensive line, and we were talking about Alex Mack. And to me, that has to be one of the top priorities for this front office in keeping that core of great young players together, the quarterback of the offensive line, Alex Mack. How important do you think it is that the Browns bring Mack back next year?
You know, Nathan, I'm glad you brought it up. I think it's real important. I think that he does a good job in the position that he's been in, because we don't notice him a great deal, but he does a lot of work down there. He makes all the calls, and I think he makes them well. I think he's a smart player. I think he's a player that has a real high level of toughness and grit. I remember the time he had the ruptured appendix, and he stayed in the game that day and played. I mean, that's an amazing story that day he did that. That was the same day that Peyton Hillis didn't play when he had the strep throat. I think he's a guy that, you're right, he's a foundation guy. He's a guy you build around. And I think that, you know, you put good people on either side of him and he'll make them better. So I hope that he is a high priority to keep him. And I don't think it's a position that you can really overlook. I mean, you look at Pittsburgh, you know, this year, they went through three different centers once they lost their main guy, Marquise Pouncey, and you know, that they really struggled at that position because of that. You
sure.
Look at Baltimore, you know, with the Matt Burke retiring, that became a problem position for them that, you know, you're just going to put a guy in there that's going to snap the ball. I mean, you can't do that. So I think it's a very, very key thing that Alex Mack stays. And I think he wants to stay.
I hope he does.
Yeah, I do too. I think he does too. And I think he's got to be their priority. I'm not sure – that it'll be – I'm not sure that they're going to be able to do both players. You could – the other guy being T.J. Ward as far as keeping him aboard. I think it's going to be one of the two is where I think this is leaning. I know there's that possibility of the franchise tag on Ward because it's a lower number. However, if things don't go the way they want them to in talks with Mac, they want to – then keep that card in their pocket, you know, keep that chance to do that. So, but Jim, great stuff as always, and we appreciate it and look forward to visiting with you next week. Maybe the next time we talk, we'll be talking about the new head coach.
Oh boy, that would be great.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be, well, I'll tell you what, that would be great.
Or the horses or something. We'll
find if you want to talk about, I'm looking at them right now. They're in, and they're bored too. So I think it's time to get a coach in here.
Beautiful. Jim, have a great weekend, bud.
All right, you guys, take care.
The one and only Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Bark at us from the pound. Love it that way. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, ESPN 850 WQNO.